coming up on episode number 506. Well, tonight is kind of a mixture show, one of those shows that's like a combination of the Tuesday night hodgepodge as well as the Sunday night all request show. Going to play some songs for you that people have called into request, as well as a couple that I wanted to play. And you'll hear some heavy songs made soft and some soft songs made heavy. All this, trivia, and Tina. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's September 16th, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott, and greeting and welcome. Welcome? Greetings? What am I doing here? Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. All Request with a couple bonus songs thrown in. Speaking of which, the first song is one of those that was just thrown in. Now, on the last show, or on the ukulele show, no, what was it? It was the Otis Redding show. I talked about Willie and the Poor Boys and said, and mistakenly said, that the song that mentions Willie and the Poor Boys, which is Down on the Corner, was originally done by Doobie Brothers. Now, I know this. I know that I screwed up. But as penance, I decided I better go ahead and play a cover of Down on the Corner. Now, it would be great if I could find one by the Doobie Brothers, and that kind of would help redeem my mistake. But no, couldn't find one. Instead, I'm going to play this great cover by the Goo Goo Dolls from their album Jed. Here's a cover of Creedence Clearwater Revival's Down on the Corner.
Started to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to break it up. Brian, this is Jason in Concord, North Carolina. You know, I've been listening to a lot of Peter Gabriel lately, and I was wondering if you could possibly find a really good cover of either In Your Eyes or what I'm really hoping for is Shock the Monkey. So, I mean, if you can find something like that, that'd be awesome. Anyway, you have a good day. Bye.
I get so lost sometimes. Days pass and this emptiness fills my heart. When I want to run away, I drive off in my car. But whichever grand for sun so soon will
going out to a couple of Jasons, Jason in Colorado as well as Jason in Concord, North Carolina. That is The Wrecking from their album In Your Eyes, or their EP In Your Eyes, with a cover of the Peter Gabriel track In Your Eyes. Now, Jason, who had called in right before that track, had asked for either a cover of Shock the Monkey or In Your Eyes. And I was looking back through my catalog and realized that the two really good covers of Shock the Monkey that I have, one of which is the Woolridge Brothers, a semi-serious take on it, the other one being by Don Ho, Hawaiian superstar Don Ho. I'd played both of them on the show in the last few years, and so decided to play something I hadn't played. And since I already had a request on the table from Jason to hear that, the other Jason, to hear that Wrecking cover, I decided to do that one. So that's why I didn't pick the Shock the Monkey, just in case. Before that, you heard Down on the Corner. Now, that's the Goo Goo Dolls, but of course that's not Johnny Resnick on vocals. If you listen to that thinking, no way is this the Goo Goo Dolls, because that's not Johnny Resnick. Nope, that's correct. They're joined on vocals by another Buffalo, New York celebrity, Lance Diamond, who is a lounge singer and radio personality who's famous locally in Buffalo, New York. He actually lived near the bassist Robbie Takic, and struck up a friendship and then joined them for that song, as well as he joined them on the cover of the Rolling Stones' Bitch that they did for MTV's No Alternative and the No Alternative CD. So you can find Lance Diamond on a few Goo Goo Dolls tracks, a few covers, as a matter of fact, Prince covers and Rolling Stones covers. Anyway, so that's Lance Diamond with the Goo Goo Dolls. You'll find that on the album Jed. Coverville is sponsored tonight by Bluehost.com. They are the web host for the Coverville.com website. They have been ever since Coverville started in September 2004. You get a ton of stuff for your money with Bluehost. You get unlimited hosting space, unlimited file transfer, 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts, and all this, a whole bunch more too. All this you get for $6.95 a month, including free setup and your domain if you need to register your domain with Bluehost. Check them out, Bluehost.com, and when you're ready to sign up, please use the link on Coverville.com. It'll take you there, because they give me a little bit of a kickback for that. Bluehost.com. Well, Matt in Jackson, Tennessee, first-time emailer, first-time requester, emailed me to let me know how excited he is he discovered Coverville. Welcome to Coverville, Matt. And had a request for an Alice Cooper cover by a group called Hurricane. Now, you know, this is unfortunate timing for bands named Hurricane and songs Hurricane. I was going to have a cover of Like a Hurricane in this show, but with the recent devastation caused by Hurricane Ike all through the South and Midwest, I decided against it, and I'll save it for another show. It's kind of that same, along those same lines as how unfortunate it must have been to be named Anthrax right after the mail issues where people were supposedly sending Anthrax through the mail. Anyway, back to a happier subject. How about an Alice Cooper cover? Here's I'm 18, performed by Hurricane from their 1987 album, Over the Edge. Enjoy the Silence by Lacuna Coil, a request going out to Jeff in Ohio. Kind of heavier than I usually play on the show, but I figured it went very well with the track before that. I'm 18 by Hurricane from their album Over the Edge from 1987, a cover of the Alice Cooper tune, and in my opinion, it doesn't feel like they really made it their own as much as they could have in that track, but wanted to play that one for Matt and welcome him to Coverville, Matt from Jackson, Tennessee. So Matt, welcome, and hope you enjoyed that cover. Something just crashed somewhere. You know what? Let's go ahead and get to the next track. Now, if the stuff before was a little harder, well, let's take it a little bit easier with an Ozzy Osbourne cover. This one is performed by Lisa Loeb and also features her ex, Dweezil Zappa, on guitar. And it comes from an album from 2007, an EP that she released called Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Now, it's not available, as far as I know, not available on Amazon or in stores, but you can get it on eMusic, as well as that earlier cover by The Wrecking, that In Your Eyes cover. You can get those both from eMusic, and I've got a link on the side of the page where you can sign up and get 50 free credits, I believe it is. So you can get all these tracks free if you want, and then just discontinue after the first month if you're not happy with eMusic. But Goodbye to Romance, this was a request by Nikki. Wanted to hear Lisa Loeb's cover of Ozzy Osbourne. Here's Lisa Loeb.
Except me, I'm the lonely one. I live in shame. Hi, Brian. It's Dan from Honolulu. I've written to you before but not called, and I thought I'd do this to correct a small mispronunciation of names and point out one thing about ukuleles or ukuleles. Correctly pronounced ukulele, it means jumping flea in Hawaiian, and in regards to electric ukuleles, yes, there are. Just search for electric ukulele on YouTube, and you will see videos with those in there. In regards to the music you played, Jake Shimabukuro is a great artist. We get to see him locally, and he can just shred on the ukulele. So, but the name is Japanese, which means no stress on any of the syllables. So basically, what you just say is Shimabukuro, Shimabukuro. Same thing with Israel Kamaka Viva Oli. No stress on any of them. And the W in the middle of the word is pronounced as a V. So just break it down into syllables and note that in Hawaiian, they sometimes have vowels next to one another, but there is a glottal stop or break between those. So it's that's why it is Kamaka Viva Oli. So Kamaka Viva Oli. Or just is, as we know him. So thanks very much, and I can't wait for Ukville or Ukville 2. Bye-bye.
I was dreaming when I wrote this, forgive me if I go astray. When I woke up this morning, with Judgment Day, the sky was all purple, there was people running everywhere, trying to run from the destruction, and you know I didn't even care. They say 2000 party over, loops out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. I was dreaming when I wrote this, so sue me if I go too fast. Life is just a party, parties weren't meant to last. War is all around us, my mind says prepare to fight. So if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna listen to my body tonight. They say 2000 party over, loops out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. Didn't come to party, don't bother knocking on my door. I've got a lion in my pocket, baby, he's ready to roar. Everybody's got a bomb, we can all die any day.
Mommy, why does everybody have a bomb?
Before I let that happen, dance my life away.
Why
they say
party over, loops out of time.
So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. They say 2000 party over, loops out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. Party like it's 1999. Party like it's 1999. Party like it's 1999.
That is 1999 by the Red Dirt Rangers from their 1999 album, Rangers Command, a cover, of course, of Prince there, done kind of with a country bluegrass kind of feel to it. That was a request by Samuel, who was inspired by the bluegrass They Might Be Giants cover I played on a recent episode. Before that, you heard Goodbye to Romance by Lisa Loeb, just an incredible voice on Lisa, and that comes from an album she put out last year, an EP she put out last year called Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, which featured a few covers on it. Lisa has a brand new album called Camp Lisa, which is more covers, as a matter of fact, covers this time of those traditional songs you sing around a campfire. And I'm going to do what I can to see if I can get Lisa on the show to talk about it. Well, joining me here in the studio is Tina. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome to a Tuesday night Coverville.
Great. Thanks.
You've had a rough day. I'll give you.
I've had a rough week. Today has been, just kind of miserable.
Yeah. Well, we won't go into that. Anything you want to say though before we jump in?
Children should not play with knives.
Yes.
Yes. All I'm going to say about my day.
People are going to think you got stabbed in the hand again or something.
I know. Yeah. No.
There was no flesh broken. No.
Thanks to my quick thinking after I had a knife, pressed against my flesh.
Yeah.
Crazy day. Anyway.
You got to at least say how old the kid is.
He's three.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah, three.
Oh, man.
Well, straight for the knives, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, this will brighten your night. The musically challenge that you're about to do, Tina, is it comes from somebody you met recently.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Cool.
So we'll go right into it right now.
Hey, Brian and Tina. This is your musically challenged 8-bit edition, brought to you by Sebastian from the Netherlands.
Yay!
Now, we all know that Brian likes the video games. So do I. And I've been playing them ever since music was just a collection of bips and bops back on the old NES. Now, I would like to take you back to that time in this special 8-bit edition of Musically Challenged. I will play you 5 clips in total, and bonus points can be attained by naming the odd one out. Ready? Okay, here we go with clip 1.
Pause.
I gotta think about that.
Oh no, really?
I know the song. I just cannot think of the words.
Wow.
I know. I know.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna jump in because
say it. Yeah.
It's "Rock You Like a Hurricane."
Yeah.
By Scorpions.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, that one I know. I gotta hear it again. I know you didn't get to
hear
it.
Can you turn it up a little bit? It seems low.
I can't. This is as high as this one goes. I'm
okay.
Afraid. Yeah, I'll turn it up in post-production. So just turn up your volume.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I think that's an Ozzy Osbourne track. Is it Flying High? I think it's Flying High Again or Flying... I'm going to say Flying High Again. And that might
okay.
be that might be a Black Sabbath track. And I could be totally wrong. It could be something completely different. Okay, next.
Third clip.
Jeez.
Huh.
I had no idea on that one.
No, I don't either.
Want to hear it again?
Sure.
You almost said no.
The third clip. Clip.
Jeez.
Huh. No clue.
No clue on that one.
Number 4. Finally.
Ooh.
No idea.
Is that the Final Countdown by Europe? I mean, that's going to be my guess. All right.
Lee, clip number 5.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
That sounds really familiar. One more time on that one?
Yeah, it's really fast.
Oops, let me go back a little further.
Oh, I don't know.
It's Mega Man 4. I don't know, man. That's a tough one. Okay, let's hear the answers.
Hope you got those. Here come the answers. Clip 1 is Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. Clip 2 is Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne.
Bark
Clip number 3 is Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson. Clip 4 is Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden. And finally, clip 5 is Dragon Force performing Through the Fire and the Flames. Now would be the time to think about the bonus point.
What was the bonus point?
Which one is the odd man out?
Oh.
So Bark at the Moon, Eric Johnson, Cliffs of Dover, which I don't know if I've even ever heard. Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden. Well, Cliffs of Dover is the only one that doesn't begin with a verb.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. I'm really stumped.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
Okay.
Because that's not like a group name, too.
That's true, yeah. Well, Ozzy Osbourne isn't a group name.
Well, okay, fine.
Unless you count the voices in his head.
Okay.
To tell him how to use the remote control.
All right. But that it's the only one I haven't heard of.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the bonus point.
Which one of these people has never been in our kitchen?
Right.
Of these is the odd one out. Okay, here it is. The odd one out is Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden. It was the only song that is not featured in the Guitar Hero video game. Instead, it's the final track on Rock Band. I hope you enjoyed that, because I certainly did.
Thank you, Sebastian. And I need to do something to up those levels the next time we do this. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Well, what'd you think of that, Tina?
I liked it.
Yeah, it was fun. I like the 8-bit production on there.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to get in touch with me for anything, a request, a question, an idea, suggestion, anything like that, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We will be back on Thursday night with the cover story edition of Coverville, and looking at my sheet, it's going to be a mystery. It's a mystery to all of us. So stick around for that one. Should be something fun. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.